All right, God bless, and we welcome you to Discussing the Truth broadcast. I'm your announcer, Antonio Green. Our host for this broadcast is Pastor James A. Dansby. Our co-host, Minister Kelvin Pierce. We also have on the panel today a Pastor Milton Dudley. And our prayers that God the Father, through Jesus Christ, his Son, by the power of the Holy Spirit, will speak truth to your hearts. Pastor Dansby.
God bless you, Tony. Thank you so much. It's good to be here today. Praise God. It's good to be able to discuss God's truth, and we just pray God will give us light as we look into the Word of God today. Amen?
Amen. Amen.
Minister Dudley, ask God's blessing upon the broadcast today. Please, sir.
In Father Jesus' name, Lord, we thank you that day, and we thank you, Lord, for each and every day. Father,
thank
we come
you,
praying
Lord.
For this
thank
broadcast, you. And Lord, for each and every voice that is spoken through these waves.
Yes, Lord.
And Father, we pray that your word will go forth and it should not return void.
Yes, Lord.
And Father, we pray for listening to ears that they may receive this truth.
Mm-hmm.
The truth is in your word, in Jesus
yes,
Christ.
Yes.
Amen.
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 Praise God. Thank God for Jesus. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Praise
Amen.
God. We have been discussing for the last couple of weeks divine faith healing movement.
Mm-hmm.
As it pertains to the church and God's people, and also the unsaved.
That's right.
Praise God.
Amen.
That's right.
Amen.
And the black community, of course. We're always concerned about our community because we believe our people, many people suffer from lack of knowledge.
Amen.
Perish,
mm-hmm.
perish Amen. For lack of knowledge, the Bible says.
Amen.
And but it seemed like proportionally wise, our people seem to have suffered even more than other people have.
Mm-hmm.
So therefore, that's why we're looking at this subject very closely again for the third time, faith healers and their impact upon the church and upon all the people. And we said basically there is a dispute. I guess you call it a dispute. There's a difference in opinions as to whether or not healing is a part of the salvation package. You know, that's been a debatable situation among theologians, as well as, you know, just regular people of God for many years.
Mm-hmm.
Many contend that when God saved us by faith, we can use that same faith
mm-hmm.
and acquire healing for our body because it all is in the package on the atonement, Christ's atonement on the cross, included not only salvation, but included healing for our bodies. Now, I'm not of that opinion, and but many are, and I think because we have this kind of propaganda, I call it propaganda dogma, whatever it is, has been mm-hmm. spread, that a lot of people are confused about this issue.
Amen.
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 And we just want to kind of bring some more clarity upon this subject. We look back in earlier with the faith healers that were very permanent in you know this movement early. And today we got some young ones coming up today. They joining right in because it is a lucrative business.
Amen.
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 Praise
mm-hmm.
God. But we believe that even though Isaiah 53 mm-hmm. and Christ seems to have backed it up in Matthew 8 and 16, 17, people say that this is confirmation to the fact that, well, healing is a part of the package. Well, brother, is that what it says, though, Isaiah? Is that, read that again.
Well, no, yeah. Let's read it and kind of break it down now. Pastor, in Isaiah 53 and starting in verse 4, it says, surely, mm-hmm. surely he has borne our griefs
okay.
and carried our sorrows.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yet we did not esteem him stricken, smitten of God.
Yes.
And afflicted.
Mm-hmm.
But he was wounded for our transgressions.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
He was bruised for our iniquities.
Mm-hmm.
The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And with his stripes, we are healed.
Okay, we are mm-hmm. healed.
We are healed.
Healed how are
I'm
we healed,
persuaded
brother?
To believe that that's a spiritual healing being expressed right there. Mm-hmm. You know, we're healed of our sin sickness more so than our physical bodies.
So you're not saying that God don't heal physically?
Oh, not at all.
Okay.
Not at all.
That,
we know we know God heals physically.
Yes. And when we face a situation in our physical bodies, you know, I'm the first one to call on the name of the Lord.
Amen.
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 Huh?
Amen.
But I think what, you know, I'm saying myself is that God is not against healing us, but this carnival vaudeville type of atmosphere that you know, they have performed these type uh-huh. of healings.
Mm-hmm.
We're saying that that's not necessarily of God.
Amen. Right.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Until we can randomly do as Christ done, walk the street on just going from place to place. And as the occasion presented itself,
right,
then he reached out and touched people.
That's
and,
the example.
And healed. Mm-hmm. He did not go to the Birmingham News and said, we're going to have a meeting
on such and such
a day.
Right, right.
And you come because the Holy Spirit is going to be there. Right. You know, he didn't do it that way. It's just a random situation. But we don't see that today. Have y'all,
no,
have
we don't.
Y'all heard of any random faith healers just kind of going around the hospitals or the community and people just randomly getting healed? Have you heard anything like that?
No, it's always a big production. And we want to follow the example of Jesus Christ.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. In all things, not just witnessing, but in his whole ministry, we want to follow him
okay.
as an example.
Okay.
And in this particular broadcast, we're going to go a little deeper now into okay. what we're talking about. We've been a little topical, but now we're right. going to dig into right. the scriptures and show examples of that.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
And
Amen.
What Pastor was saying, I also agree.
What's that now?
That physical divine healing okay. is not mm-hmm. a part of the finished work.
Okay.
Because okay. if it was, we mm-hmm. would have to treat mm-hmm. physical divine healing the same as we do salvation.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
It has to be for all.
Okay.
It has to be without sin.
Okay.
It has to be by faith.
By faith.
And we see these different variables when Jesus moved that some of these things are not included.
Right.
But okay. but we'll show that.
Right.
But
right. Right.
If divine healing is part of the finished work on the cross, physical healing,
mm-hmm.
then when once we get saved, we should all be physically well.
Yeah. Yes, because
if it's for all,
right.
like salvation, you see?
Right.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
we believe that salvation is by faith plus nothing.
Right.
And mm-hmm. and it, though we know that we are sinners, terribly bad sinners, mm-hmm. but we're justified
right.
when it comes to salvation. Mm-hmm. We're justified
by his word.
By his word. And that, so I was just pushed to the background at that point.
That's right.
So mm-hmm. if the healing was in,
if that same work mm-hmm. included healing,
physical healing,
right,
yeah. okay.
then we all should be
okay.
healed.
Okay. In other words, everything, venereal disease that I got last week.
Right. Mm-hmm. And as soon as you took the preacher hand
yeah.
and repented, yeah. right?
It would have taken that
right.
away.
But, yeah. Because that's how the new birth takes effect, right?
Right, mm-hmm. right, right, right. Milt, what'd you say?
So I agree.
Okay, okay.
And like Mr. Kevin was saying,
mm-hmm.
you know, the finished work was already done through the atonement
sure,
of Jesus Christ.
Yes, yes.
You know,
yes.
And like I said, these faith healers, if it was true,
right.
like I said, they wouldn't have to put on a sideshow
okay.
and a big stage show. And,
right.
They could go to the hospitals and everywhere else,
yes,
but you don't find them doing that.
That production is kind of expensive.
Yeah, it's expensive.
Putting on those productions, they could have fed about 5,000 people with the money, you know, used for the production itself.
Absolutely, Tony? Absolutely. I totally agree with everything you guys have said there so far. And mm-hmm. We know Christ said on the cross, when he was on that cross, that it is finished.
It is finished.
Mm-hmm. That work is done.
Right.
That way, mm-hmm. and he biblically, scripturally, he was talking about
mm-hmm.
the spiritual healing, the forgiveness of sin, the debt that was paid for sin.
Mm-hmm.
It was done.
Right.
It was done. And we all know, if we trace this thing to the root, that sin is the reason for this physical sickness,
yes.
for this
yes.
death.
Yes.
So it just stands to reason that right now, that could very well have something to do with your physical condition.
Amen. Mm-hmm. And even when we're saved, Tony, when we are saved, mm-hmm. we know that he saves us from our sins.
Absolutely.
Am I right about that?
Absolutely.
Not
there
to
you
continue
go. There you go. Not in our sins.
In our sins. Right, right. So now, even if in the package there was this healing, then you can't drink no more with that liquor like you've been doing, and you know, mess your kidneys up and you
all
mess,
right.
you know, you have to cease from that behavior. Right. And of course, it goes without saying when it comes to salvation that we're saved from, but now, mm-hmm. in order to be a faith healer, to give freely out God's healing to the physical body, he would have to counsel them about the behavior.
Address it. Right.
That's right. He would have
That's
to address
right.
it.
Right. Right. You would have to, because if we go back to Romans, it says, by one man,
okay.
sin
entered.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. And yeah. then from sin, death.
Right.
So we see that sin is the common denominator for all these ailments.
That's
death,
right.
cancer,
right.
high That's blood
right.
pressure.
That's right.
So
That's
we
right.
have to address the origin of the thing, which is our behavior.
Okay, but this is something that we have not seen in the faith healing movement. You know, that we haven't seen any kind of reaching out to try to correct the errors. You know, if I'm sick, brother, let me tell you something. I'm going to call on the name of the Lord.
Of course.
Ain't no doubt about that.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
But you know what? I'm going to listen to the Lord. I'm actually going to have to search me like the scripture says.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And show me if I'm shooting myself in the foot.
Okay.
If I'm causing some of my problem. And I know God don't want to heal me and not correct me, do he?
No, not at all.
Why should God heal me and I'm still ignorant of what I'm doing that brought me to that point from the beginning?
Absolutely, right. Pastor. Absolutely. And like you say, Christ is our example. Our Lord is our example. And even when it wasn't physical healing, when the woman was caught up in adultery. What did he tell her? Go and sin no more. Address the cause of the and a lot of times you may not even be in need of a miraculous faith healer.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
If you would address what the problem is causing the condition
and fix the problem.
Absolutely.
Repent of the problem.
Look at what he told the people in Exodus. Let's go to Exodus 15.
Okay. 15.
It's exactly what we're talking about right now. Mm-hmm. Exodus 15:26.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And this is God talking to his people.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And said, if thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, and will do that which is right in his sight, meaning God, and will give ear to his commandments, in other words, obeying, and keep all his statutes, I will put none of these diseases upon thee, which I have brought upon the Egyptians.
Right.
For I am the Lord.
Now, let me play devil's advocate with you.
Go ahead. Okay. I'm ready.
That's Old Testament.
Okay.
That does not pertain.
Wow.
To the New Testament, that's what people would say.
Absolutely,
How would you?
Let's look at 1 Corinthians then. How about we do that? Look at 1 Corinthians and we'll go to 1 Corinthians 3 and 17. Let's see what the Lord has to say about. This devil's advocate you're playing there, Pastor.
Okay.
And it read that in 3:17 it says, if any man defile the temple of God, him shall God destroy.
Wow.
For the temple of God is holy.
Mm-hmm.
Now, which temple are you?
Any man.
So that's what it says. Saved or unsaved. Right. Yeah, absolutely.
That's right. Okay. So God got a standard. God's standard of holiness and righteousness and obedience is the same in the Old Testament as it is in the what?
The New Testament.
There is no difference. God does not change over. He still has a requirement that he placed not only upon his people.
Upon his creation.
Yeah.
That's right. Amen. Upon his, right. Absolutely.
Mankind.
Well, that's what it says right here in the text. Yeah. It says, if any man defile the temple of God.
Well, you know, sex outside of marriage, we know. The bed, Hebrews tells us the bed is honorable as long as it's in the right, situation,
that's
you know.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So now you go out and you done been fornicating around, adultery or whatever the case might be, and you done contacted some kind of disease. Why should you go to faith healing for a venereal disease, bro? You know, you got to repent before God.
Amen.
Right?
Amen.
You got to go to God, first of all, and repent. He can't take that off you. You know,
that's right.
but he don't tell you that, do he?
No.
He don't even inquire as to how you come about, you know, that type of disease. But how can I go to God and ask for healing, brother, without first of all asking God to show me if I'm ignorantly hurting myself in my lifestyle, which is maybe contrary, treating this temple of God as though it was just abusing it.
Well, I think Minister Dudley mentioned this in one of the previous shows, Pastor. Looking at it from the faith healer's point of view, would that not be cutting your nose off to spite your faith? You know, I mean, how can he convince you to go into your bank account.
Right, right, right.
And pay for this healing, and he rebuking you for the very thing that brought this sickness upon you.
Don't go together, dude.
It don't go together. So,
you know?
Then we have to ask, well, what are his true motives?
Right. Well, you know, the fact is, and a lot of people are, this is what people are today. I'm sick. Okay, what do I do? Do I run, find Reverend, you know, Quick Heal or whatever his name, you know?
Yeah.
Or do I get quiet and I inquire, first of all, Lord, what is it? Have I called to show me where I have done something contrary to your word?
That's right.
You know,
show me
that first of all, and I keep my little change in my pocket before I go to Reverend Hill it all, you know, and show me, and so I can correct this and repent of it. But like say, that seemed like the most the sound thing to do, isn't it? First of all, inquire of the Lord. What is it? Lord? Have I? You know, I don't take the Sabbath and rest like you tell me to do. I'm rest broken and my nerves are shot. You know, show me, Lord, what I need to do to make some corrections.
That's right.
I mean, don't that make sense to y'all guys?
Yeah, all the sense in the world, but Pastor, and if we're going to follow Christ like we said we are, we're going to follow Christ. The scriptures actually tell us in James, in the book of James, James 5 and 14, it says, if any is sick among you, let him call for the elders of the church.
That's right.
And let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord.
Yes.
So that seemed like that would be the first thing that we would do.
Yes, the very
first thing.
That's right. And even those elders, I believe even if they were really true men of God, they before they even began to anoint I would pray with the person, say, ask the Lord to show me exactly what it is I need to how I need to minister to this person.
That drives home the point of what we just said. Obviously it's not part of the salvation package because they're talking about people in the church. People in the church are sick.
Yeah, okay.
So they don't even prescribe going to a doctor first. You need to come to an elder and we pray.
We
pray the prayer of sickness. So obviously believers get sick.
And for many reasons.
See, there's many layers to this that we're trying to cover here.
So we're
just now scratching scripturally in it, and we want to follow the example of Jesus Christ.
But
what the faith healer says, what Word of Faith says, is that healing is provided for all.
Jesus heals
everybody.
The healing
is afforded to you.
And it's not true.
Okay. That's not scriptural.
No. They don't discriminate. When the line is formed for the healing, they do not discriminate. All they want to know, what's your problem?
Is that the example of Christ, though?
No, sir. Let's
go to an example. Can I suggest an example?
Come on, let's look at an example then.
Mark 1. Mark 1. We're looking at an example of Jesus Christ healing. On the broadcast, we believe that Jesus heals today.
Jesus is
alive today to heal.
Yes, Lord.
God heals today.
Amen.
But I believe that it's unscriptural to say that God heals everyone. That healing is available to everyone.
That's not
scriptural.
No.
But let's look at some evidence of that. Mark 1. Let's start at 29. Mark 1 and 29, forthwith, when they were come out of the synagogue, they entered into the house of Simon and Andrew with James and John. So Jesus going over Simon's house, basically. After church. They going over his house, basically.
Feast a little bit.
But Simon's wife's mother lay sick of a fever, and anon they tell him of her.
And
he came and took her by the hand and lifted her up. And immediately the fever left her, and she ministered unto them. And at even when the sun did set, they brought unto him all that were diseased and them that were possessed with devils. And all the city was gathered together at the door. He healed how many? Many.
Right.
He healed many, not all.
Not all. They didn't say all in that
He
case.
Healed
right.
many,
That's
not
right.
all.
That's right. That's
that
right.
were sick of diverse diseases.
And
cast out of many devils, and suffered not the devils to speak, because they knew him.
Right, Right.
So after church, we go over my house.
Okay.
I say, Jesus, look, my mother-in-law, she's sick.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Jesus goes over and heals her.
Okay.
Of course, that spreads across town, right?
Mm-hmm.
So all town come here and a lot of people come and he starts healing people, right?
The infirm, right. All the infirm, yes.
Mm-hmm. They say all the sick came, but he just healed many.
Many. Right.
But look at 35.
35.
And in the morning, rising up a great while before day, he went out and departed into a solitary place and there prayed.
Okay.
And Simon and they that were with him followed after him. Mm-hmm. And when they had found him, they said unto him, all men seek for you. All men looking for you. They heard what you did last night.
Right.
You hear healing folks.
Looking
they
for
seek
something.
For you.
They looking for something.
But look at 38.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what Jesus said.
Okay.
Let us go to the next town
mm-hmm.
that I may preach there also.
Amen.
For therefore came I forth.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's why I came.
Yeah.
To preach.
Yes.
I know it's people out there.
Right.
I know they want to be healed.
Right.
But let's go to the next town.
Right.
Because I'm here to preach what? The gospel.
Amen.
So
Amen.
We see the priority and the mission of why Christ came was the gospel.
Right.
And mm-hmm. we see when it comes to preaching the gospel compared to health, health
mm-hmm.
or healing,
right.
it's secondary.
Right, right.
He could have stayed there.
Amen.
And healed
Amen.
Everybody else.
That's right.
He knew people was
right.
there,
but
he moved on.
Yeah, because what he was doing was fulfilling prophecy.
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
Mm-hmm.
He didn't put out a questionnaire when he healed most of those people, did he?
Right, right.
Now some he did say go and sin no more.
Right.
But now a lot of them he healed without any explanation
Amen.
That mm-hmm. we know of. Anyhow.
Right, right, right.
You know, but he was fulfilling prophecy now. Mm-hmm. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
He was confirming his authority,
right.
His power, mm-hmm. his mission.
Right.
But now even in some of the cases, there were pre-qualifications in some of those hills.
Right, right.
There were some.
Okay. Right.
For instance, the woman with the issue of blood.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Now, she had to press her way through.
That's right, right. To get to it.
I mean, and to do that, you know what she had to do? She had to put aside her self-love, her pride.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Didn't she?
Mm-hmm. Amen.
All those people, they were thrown in
there. She had to humble herself and crawl through them people to get to it.
That's right.
Okay.
So that was
okay.
like a prerequisite to get mm-hmm. your healing. When you put Absolutely. Aside your pride, your self-love. And you know how they preach self-love today, don't
That's
you?
That's right.
Okay.
That's right.
Okay. Yeah. The Lord hate that self-love.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And, lack of, you got to love yourself.
You don't love yourself enough. Self-esteem. What? You got low self-esteem.
The Bible said, look at Timothy then. Look at 2 Timothy 1 and 2 there. 3, okay. 1 and 2. Second Timothy.
Okay.
But even the blind man.
Mm-hmm.
The Lord, he cried one time, but the Lord, he got to cry a lot more than that.
That's right.
That's right.
And the brother, we got to say, hey, blind man, we ain't got time for y'all.
That's right.
We busy here
That's
right now.
That's a good point.
That's right. The Bible said, the then he cried even the more.
Cried even more.
That's right.
He cried even the more.
Cried even more.
Prerequisite.
Right.
So healing wasn't the priority at that time.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay.
But today, they say that God wants you all healed.
Yes.
And that's a scriptural example that, mm-hmm. for whatever reason,
right.
he mm-hmm. wanted to move on.
Right.
That's right.
Right. Read 2 Timothy.
2 Timothy
3
and
2.
3 2.
Said, for 1 and 2. 1 shall, and 2. 1 and 2.
1 and 2.
Okay.
Okay. It said, this know also that in the last days, perilous times shall come.
That is.
Mm-hmm. For men shall be lovers of their own selves.
First of all.
Coveted.
Wow.
Boasters.
Mm.
Proud.
Mm.
Blasphemers.
Mm.
Disobedient to parents.
Mm.
Unthankful and
mm-hmm.
unholy.
Yeah.
Unholy.
Loving self,
loving
number
self.
One.
Loving self.
See, that's a pride.
Mm-hmm.
It's a pride. See, mm-hmm. the blind man had to put his pride aside.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
That's right.
He had to cry out. A lot mm-hmm. of them cried out. Christ would have gone straight by.
That's right.
Possibly.
Mm-hmm.
Possibly.
Possibly.
If they did.
But they met the
prerequisite. Yeah.
They cried out.
Mm-hmm.
They humbled themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Before the mighty hand of God. Amen?
Mm-hmm.
But now,
Amen.
Today, people are lover of themselves.
Themselves.
Is that what we got today?
The type of gospel they preaching now, it makes it seem like God is required to heal you.
Right?
I'm a believer.
Oh, you.
Right.
I believe.
Right.
He owes
right.
you this.
And that's pride in God's eyes.
And in addition to that, you got to have some self-esteem. You got to love yourself.
Well, Pastor, if you don't love you, then who else going to love you?
Exactly the words that I've heard right there. If you don't love yourself, how can you expect God to love you?
Okay.
He said, deny yourself.
Okay. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Deny yourself.
Absolutely.
But brother, that's in the church they preach you need to love yourself. Mm-hmm. And that is against the word of God.
Well, Jesus right. said himself, Pastor, mm-hmm. you must take up your cross.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Take up your cross. Amen. And follow me.
Amen. Amen.
And follow me. And his example was never about him.
Right.
It was mm-hmm. always about his people.
So if I'm not humbling myself before mm-hmm. God, that could, and I'm projecting myself all the time, taking glory from God.
Yeah.
That could bring chastisement upon
absolutely.
Me.
That's right. Absolutely.
God said he will not give his what? Glory to
another. To another.
Is that what the Bible says?
That's right.
So I'm going to go. Can we glorify ourselves and God at the same time?
No.
Can we serve two masters?
No.
Not at all.
Huh?
No. Not at all.
Well, we can make ourselves an idol, yeah, can't we?
Can.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Another example on what Pastor's saying on Mark 1,
okay,
40.
1:40.
The leper that came to him, the leper.
Right.
And mm-hmm. there came a leper to him, beseeching him.
That's good.
Mm-hmm. And kneeling down to him, saying unto him,
yes.
Listen to this. Now, this I think this right here is going to put it all together.
In perspective. Because okay, go ahead.
Some people will say that we're saying that God doesn't heal. That's not we're saying.
Right.
But we are saying that God doesn't heal everybody.
Yes, right.
And
right.
I think
that's
this
right.
is the
various missing, reasons.
For various reasons.
Yes.
And this, I think, clears it up.
Okay.
What did the leper
mm-hmm.
say?
Mm-hmm.
If thou wilt.
Uh-huh.
If thou wilt. Thou canst make me clean.
Yeah.
If you will, I know you can.
Mm-hmm.
But if you will,
yeah. If it's in your will,
and Jesus moved with compassion,
mm-hmm. yeah.
put forth his hand yeah. and touched them,
yeah.
and saith unto him,
I will.
It's the will of God.
That's right.
Just like Pastor said earlier, you can't say meet me and God at the Civic Center at 7:00.
You can't
and
do it.
We gonna heal you.
You can't do that. You
can't.
I mean, even if you and God on a buddy plan, you can't.
You can't do that. Why? Because God may say, "I'm finna move on to the next city and preach."
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. It has to be His will.
You can't
say 7:00. Me and you, God wants you healed.
Can't do it, brother. You can't do it.
How many of the faith healers, brother, have y'all heard
mm-hmm.
Seek the will of God? Even doing any advertisement, doing any mm-hmm. anything, seek the will of God. We're going to see if it's God's will that you be healed.
Mm-hmm. No, brother, I haven't heard of anything like
that. That's too big of a gap right there. I'm not going to run down there with my pocketbook, and you already mm-hmm. told me you got to check with somebody else. You can't do it.
Yeah.
At the Exodus mm-hmm. example.
Mm-hmm.
God said, I want my people and the Egyptians to know that I'm Lord.
Yes.
And that's what he said. I want them to know that I'm Lord.
That's right.
And he said, I will make them sick and I will heal them. Why? Because mm-hmm. I'm the Lord.
Amen.
He's a sovereign God.
Right. Amen. That's what he's saying. He's sovereign.
You know, when you was discussing that earlier, too, I thought about, you know, the Lord said, I'm the same today, yesterday, and forever.
Amen.
You know, Pastor said he wanted to be an advocate, you know.
Right.
That's what I thought about. His words said, I'm the same.
That's
the
right.
Same today.
Amen.
I'm
that's
the
right.
same yesterday,
yeah.
and I'll be the same tomorrow.
Right.
You know,
right.
and then
right.
some sickness, the Lord want to get glory for.
Amen.
Oh, okay.
And just, you know,
looking at
John 9.
Okay.
You know, and it said, and as Jesus passed by, he saw mm-hmm. a man was blind from his birth.
Verse 1.
And his disciples asked him, saying, Master, who did sin, this man or his parents,
mm-hmm.
that he should be born blind?
Who did it?
And Jesus answered. Now, this is Jesus speaking.
Yes, go ahead.
He said, neither has this man sinned,
all right.
nor his parents,
no,
but that the works of God should be made manifest in him.
Amen.
Oh,
that's
what?
In him.
There you go.
Glorify
there
God.
You go. For so some sickness, what the scripture just told us then, is mm-hmm. some sicknesses mm-hmm. are just simply for the glory of God.
That means for you to bear it,
mm-hmm.
to continue to praise God
in
that situation,
in
knowing that when God get ready at his time and according to his will, he mm-hmm. will remove that.
Amen.
If not, like the Hebrew boy said,
yeah.
Huh? If he don't do it,
then it's not because he can't.
I know he ain't. And we're going to still pray.
That's right. Well, that's right. Pastor, how many people personally in your life, Minister Dudley, or Kevin, all of us, how many people have you personally witnessed going up the rough side of the mountain still praising the Lord? And what did that do for your faith? For your faith.
Oh, man. You shake your head and say, I don't know how. I don't understand how they could be so joyful.
Yeah.
And going
through all this, fresh out of chemotherapy.
Amen. But Paul three times, he prayed to the God, didn't he? To take that situation from him. And God basically told him the same thing, didn't he?
That's right.
This is for my glory.
My glory.
My grace
it's
is
sufficient for you.
Praise God. In other words, hang on in there.
That's right.
That's
right.
Keep on serving
that's
me.
Right. That's
keep
right.
on
that's
preaching right. my word. Mm-hmm. Huh? And let people see that you are a soldier and that you are about glorifying me. Mm-hmm. And it's not so much whether or not I'm well or not.
Uh-huh.
It's how well the Lord is.
Amen. That's amen. Right. Amen. Right. Now, that is almost like the Faith Healer is promising that glorified body that we've been promised on this side.
You know, and a perfect example, good example I could think of.
Okay,
is back when we was at the old church.
Okay,
and we used to go visit the people in the nursing home.
Yeah, right.
And this one particular ex-member, always Miss Mary Jo Joy.
Yes, Lord.
Every time you went to see her,
paraplegic,
she was always in a good spirit,
praising
the Lord, giving glory to God.
Good.
And I mean, everybody. Now, see, this wasn't no show because.
No,
everybody that came to see her, they witnessed the same glorification of God.
Amen.
Even though she was laying there in bed in a nursing home,
everybody.
She always encouraged
us
when we came to encourage her.
Wow. Amen. And for them, when we walk in and ask her, Miss Mary Jo, how are you doing today? I'm doing fine. I mean, with a big old broad smile, I'm doing fine. How y'all doing?
Praising
you know,
God.
Just praising God, praise you know. And that encouraged us.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah. Absolutely. When we go through, because there will be, we don't know whether God's going to call upon us or not.
We don't know.
To glorify him in that fashion.
In that fashion.
But why shouldn't I seek God about the reason for it? Rather than to run directly to the Faith Healer, which is not going to do anything but, promise me healing, and if I don't get it, if my faith wasn't strong enough.
Oh, y'all got me turning my Bible down. Y'all got me turning my Bible. Look at what he just said. Let's go to Mark 9.
Okay, Mark 9.
Let's go to Mark 9.
Look at Mark 9.
Because that's what they tell you, ain't it, Pastor?
Yes, yes.
Your faith is not enough.
Not enough.
Right. Now, how can a man tell you your faith is not enough?
Like you said, in
the church member, you just said, that lady probably had more faith than all of us
put
together.
She did.
But only God knows the heart of a man in
so.
Faith.
Amen.
But that's what they tell you.
Yes, sir.
So I'm about to show you a situation on that. What about the father who had the dumb boy? You remember that? Let's look at that.
Okay.
Mark 9.
Okay.
Mark 9:21.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And he asked his father,
yes.
How long is it ago since this came unto him?
Mm-hmm.
And he said, child.
Of a child.
Yes, Lord.
And oftentimes it hath cast him into the fire and into the waters to destroy him.
Mm-hmm.
But if thou canst do
anything,
have compassion on us.
Right.
Help us. This is the daddy talking to Jesus.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Jesus said unto them, if thou canst believe, all things are possible in him that believeth.
Yes.
And straightway the father of the child cried out and said with tears, Lord, I believe. Help thou mine unbelief.
Unbelief.
So how much faith does that sound like?
Mm.
How much faith does that sound like?
No.
Lord, I believe, but help me with my unbelief.
Unbelief.
Now, they say right now that your faith has to be strong for it to happen.
Right, and his faith was sick, brother.
Amen. So at the very least, he had doubt.
Yes.
At the very least, so his faith wasn't all that.
That's right.
But what happened at 25?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. When Jesus saw the people came running together, he rebuked the foul spirit, saying unto him, Thou dumb and deaf spirit, I charge thee, come out of him
and enter
no more into him.
Mm-hmm.
So we see that thing about you need all this faith and your faith ain't right. You're not this, you're not that. We have an unbeliever right here, or someone who was struggling with his faith at least.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and Jesus healed.
Yeah,
okay.
But you're going,
a good scripture.
You're going deep now, brother. You're going real deep now. You know. Okay. We know nothing happened by accident, right?
Okay.
Absolutely.
Are we with that?
That's right.
There are no accidents. Now, we know that Jesus was going to have an encounter with this boy.
That's right.
We knew that, right? Mm-hmm. He was born like that.
Amen.
So in a sense, we could say that he had an appointment.
Right. Absolutely.
And it was for
his glory. That's for the glory of the Lord. Hold on, that meeting now. Huh? Okay, a lot of people are born with afflictions today.
Yeah.
Amen.
Absolutely.
Amen.
Huh?
Amen.
Maybe God had it in his heart to heal a lot of other people.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Huh?
Okay.
Yeah. But because they didn't reach out to the Lord.
Amen.
Okay.
Well, I mean, you understand what I'm saying? Most of these people reached out.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Huh?
Okay.
But mm-hmm. I think that was all in the whole package here.
Yeah.
Okay. Him coming, you reaching.
Okay. I right. Love it. Yeah.
But he's still coming. Yeah. He's still coming. He's still moving today. But are we coming
to him? Him. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, I'm gonna do like Pastor said. Him, I'm gonna play devil advocate.
Okay,
okay. Now, see, Kevin. Now we can look at it too like this. Now we can look at some with little faith,
okay,
and some with great faith. Okay. And when I said little faith, I'm mm-hmm. thinking about the young man at the gate of Beautiful when mm-hmm. Peter and John came to him,
right. Okay,
and saw him,
right,
and they told him, "Look on us."
Uh huh.
You know, but he healed. The lame man at the gate. He came leaping and jumping, they said.
Right.
But he
right.
had little faith.
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
we look at Apostle Paul here, a man of great faith.
Oh,
and the
good.
Lord told him, good. My grace is sufficient.
Oh,
man.
You
okay.
Know, you go
okay.
deep now.
Okay.
Now,
okay.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Very good. Okay.
That's good.
So in other words, what does the amount of faith have to do with it?
Okay.
Number one. Okay, okay. In the passage, Minister Pierce just read.
Okay.
Let's see what Jesus' priority was.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. Now, when he asked him, he asked him how long it had been, and he told him of a child. You know, and he said, off time, he threw him in the fire and in the mm-hmm. water to destroy him.
Yes.
But if thou canst do anything, have compassion on us and help us. Right then, our Lord. If the priority was the condition of the boy, it shifted right then.
Okay,
and now,
okay.
priority is your faith.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay.
Your faith. I got to deal with that first.
Okay.
Your faith. Because whether I heal this boy or not, he going to die anyway.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right.
Death's
right.
coming anyway. But I'm talking about your eternal
okay.
Your
right.
eternal health.
Right.
I'm going to deal with that first. So Christ went right and asked the Father,
yes.
If thou canst believe, all things are possible.
All things are possible.
To him that believe.
Amen. Amen. Look at Chronicles crack quick.
Okay. Okay.
Let's get into okay. the little meat and cheese.
Yeah.
Because when I think of Chronicles, I always go back to old Naaman, you know.
Okay. Okay.
Oh, proud Mary. I call him proud.
Proud Mary.
Old boy was proud, wasn't he?
Oh, yeah, he was. All right. You're 14. That's the one you want, Pastor. Yeah, 14.
Go ahead and read that, Tony.
All right. If my people,
yes, sir, uh-huh.
which are called by my name, shall
mm-hmm.
humble themselves mm-hmm. and pray
yes,
and
sir.
Seek my faith,
yes, sir.
And turn from their wicked ways,
mm-hmm. okay.
then will I hear from heaven
mm-hmm.
and will forgive their sins
right.
and
right.
will heal their land.
Humble themselves
wow. mm-hmm.
first. Uh-huh. First, look at Naaman. Naaman would God had an appointment with old Naaman.
Yeah,
yeah,
huh?
yeah. yeah.
I mean, the little maid told him about the Lord and mm-hmm. told him about the prophet and everything. You know,
yeah.
And he made the trip there to get his healing of that leprosy mm-hmm. he
right,
had.
Right, right.
And when he get there, you know, the instruction is, you know. Tell him this here. Don't go out and greet him or nothing.
Tell him what I said.
Go down there to that muddy creek.
To the sewer.
And wash yourself. You know.
Sometimes.
And you know, we know his remarks. You know, we got better rivers
yeah,
than
better
this.
Better rivers than
clean mouth. Clean rivers in my
river.
Hometown. But it wasn't so much. The river, the water,
uh-huh.
is obeying the command.
Obeying, okay.
Obey. And him humbling himself.
Obey.
He was a big dog. He yeah. thought he was a big man.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Huh? But mm-hmm. ain't nobody bigger than our Lord.
Amen.
Praise
Amen.
God. Ain't nobody Amen. Bigger than the Lord.
Amen.
But my people called by my name
uh-huh.
humble themselves.
Mm. Okay.
Huh?
That's a big one.
See, that's
a big one.
A lot of our sickness, you know, on the tail end, mm-hmm. you gonna heal. But you got to humble yourself.
That's right.
Yeah. A lot of our problems that we have
mm-hmm.
is because of pride.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
We're so proud. We're full of ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And we call ourselves serving God. But we be more concerned about how many people going to look when I drive that new car down First Avenue.
Okay. Okay. Guys, do you think Naaman had a problem with the fact that the prophet didn't even come out here to talk to me? He done sent somebody.
We back to pride, though.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm a dignitary.
Okay.
I'm a big dog.
I'm
somebody.
Yeah.
People bow in my town when I walk the street.
Right. That's right.
They bow. And here this Jewish prophet, you know, which we despise these old Jews anyhow.
Yeah.
And he tell me, boy, he come out and greet me.
Huh? Ain't that sad?
But
he needed the healing.
But question. If he hadn't obeyed.
Okay.
What would happen?
Oh, boy.
No healing.
No healing. Do we know that?
No healing.
No healing. Chronicles is right. Humble ourselves. Huh? It's important that we peacocks in the church today.
That's right.
It's important that we come off our high horses.
Okay.
Huh? A lot of our problem is that we are so proud. The church is turning into a big old fashioned show.
Amen.
You know what? I know some people used to come to church. They wouldn't come during the hour when everybody was coming in.
No, no.
At the tail end.
Like they were coming down the runway on a fashion show.
After the crowd get there.
Amen. Yeah. Like on a runway at a fashion show.
That's right.
Brother, that's pride. Is that pride?
That's pride.
That's enough to bring the sickness down on you.
Amen.
In God's house, you know. But he said, humble yourself. What in Leviticus? Can we look that quickly? I mean, what are you gonna say?
No, I'm trying to say, you know, Naaman was like some of these people when they go to these faith healers.
Yes,
you know, he was expecting the Lord to use this man to come out and put on some kind of show for him.
Right.
Put on some kind of show. Show me that you can do this.
That is the show.
And then I go dip in this muddy water.
Okay. Right.
But unless I see a show or some performing miracle,
okay,
I ain't gonna believe.
They supposed to have some singers there.
Yeah, man.
Hey, man.
Hey, man, man. I mean, like you said, that pride got in him. Like he's somebody.
Yes.
But
yes.
He's somebody that needs help.
Yes, sir. And I'm going to tell you something, brother. When we project ourselves rather than projecting the Lord, he said, I be lifted up. I'll draw all men. See, we're about glorifying God. We're about lifting up the name of Jesus.
Amen.
It ain't so much about ourselves. But God knows our heart, don't he?
That's right.
If you're a peacock, God know you're a peacock.
He know it.
Trying to spread your feathers so we can see your colors, you know? I mean, but he said, humble yourself. What Leviticus says there?
Leviticus 26:41.
Yes, what is that?
And that I also have walked contrary unto them, and have brought them into the land of their enemies.
Yes.
If then their uncircumcised hearts be humble, and they then accept of the punishment of their iniquity.
What you said? You got to agree with God too, ain't you?
Okay, that's what I'm saying.
I don't deserve this. Why am I going through all this? Nobody else seemed to go through.
Right.
Humble yourself. And truth, Lord. What the woman about the woman wanted the crumb from
that's
the
right,
table?
That's right.
The Lord called her a dog.
It ain't me.
It ain't right to take the children's bread and give it to the dog.
That's right.
What she said?
That's
truth, Lord.
Lord have mercy.
Yeah. Absolutely right.
Sure enough, I'm a dog, Lord.
That's right.
I'm a dog.
But the dog.
Get a crumb.
You know, and look back up. Just go back up to 40 here.
Okay.
Kevin just read 41.
Go back to 40.
Look at 40 right here.
What
in Leviticus 26. It said, if they shall confess their iniquities and the iniquities of their fathers and with their trespasses which they have trespassed against me.
Right.
And that also they have walked contrary unto me.
What the faith healers don't ask them to confess nothing, do they?
No, I've never seen
nothing.
Have you ever noticed a faith healer before they perform their ritual say, brother, you need to confess your sin?
Mm.
I never heard that. Now, maybe it has been said.
Yeah. I ain't saying I've heard all of them. But
no, I haven't heard all of them.
From the scripture, we're seeing that behavior is more of a factor than faith.
Okay.
Good. I mean, look at the scriptures that we've read.
Okay.
Even what Jesus has said, behavior, your attitude, your inner and outer actions seem to be more of a variable concerning divine health than your faith.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Right. Your behavior.
Well, Pastor, okay, the psalmist. And you know, he said David was a man after God's own heart.
Okay. Yes,
he was a man after his own heart. In Psalm 119 and 75,
what he said?
It reads, I know, O Lord, that thy judgments are right.
Mm-hmm. What you say?
And that thou in faithfulness hast afflicted me. In other words, God did it.
Okay.
God did it.
He did
it. So I'm sick because.
Something I did.
Okay.
Better yet,
it came from God.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay.
So you agree? He agreeing with God, though.
Right.
But I'm gonna tell you something. It better not to argue with God. Because actually, we know all of us, regardless of what happened to us, what sickness may come upon us before we depart this earth, we deserve
every last bit of it.
Amen.
Huh? If Amen. God never healed us, yes. we ought to say, Lord, I know I deserve this. Just like mm-hmm. David said.
Right.
Amen. But we don't do that, do we?
Yeah.
Huh?
Because of that Romans scripture that we read, by mm-hmm. one man, mm-hmm.
yes.
sin
yes.
entered.
Yes. Okay. Yes. Yeah. Hebrews 12:11 okay. says what?
Let me say this right quick.
Okay, go ahead.
You know, and looking at the two, I was looking at 1 Corinthians 11.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
we have
a lot of our people have been misled and ignorant of the Word of God and His teaching by, you know, some ministers when they take the Lord's Supper.
Whoa.
You know, and look what it say here. You know, look what it say here. 1 Corinthians 11:29-31. It said, for he that eateth and drinketh unworthy, eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this cause many are weak and sickly among you.
That is.
And many sleep.
Oh, that's boy. Right.
For if we would judge ourselves, we should not be judged.
Mm-hmm.
But when we are judged, we are chastened of the Lord,
mm-hmm.
that we should not be condemned with the world.
Mm.
Wherefore, my brethren, when you come together and eat,
yes.
tarry one of another.
Mm-hmm.
And if any man hunger, let him eat at home,
yes.
that ye come together unto condemnation.
Okay.
And the rest will I set in order when I come.
Okay.
In other words, what I'm saying, many of our brothers and sisters sat in the congregation knowingly that they have sinned and still living a lifestyle of sin.
Still living that way.
And don't understand when they're taking the Lord's Supper, uh-huh. they're bringing sickness and disease and death on themselves.
Is that what he says?
That comes from the Lord.
That's right.
This chastisement and drinking of damnation.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Simply because you know that your lifestyle maybe is not up to par.
That's right.
So why would you... Pride. You don't want people to see you not taking it.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Right. Oh, Tony, pride. Looking at me.
There you
pride.
Go.
Pride again.
Tony, looking okay. at
me. Pride again.
So I'm going to go ahead and take this here.
Anyway, mm-hmm. although I know.
Even though the Spirit telling me not to do this. I don't want these people to think that something wrong in my life.
I don't want them to wonder why I'm not doing this.
All right.
Okay. 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 Well, Pastor, how about Hebrews? Hebrews mm-hmm. 12
okay.
and 11. And okay. 11. It said, now no chastening for the present seemeth to be joyous, but grievous.
That's right.
Now, here it is. Nevertheless,
but
afterward it yielded the peaceable fruit of righteousness unto them which are exercised thereby.
In other words, you ain't running from it. You allow God's course to mm-hmm.
take his course. Because the finished product,
fruit of righteousness,
okay,
is righteousness.
Yes, sir.
And that's what, see, holiness. Mm-hmm.
Yes, yes.
See,
yes.
We don't, as men and women of God, as teachers and preachers and all, we don't stress enough we serve a holy God.
That's right. That's right.
And holiness is his objective.
Old Testament, New Testament.
Both.
Okay.
Both.
Oh, okay. The criteria is the same, brothers.
Absolutely.
Amen. And
Absolutely.
We can see that when you compare 2 Chronicles, which is a great scripture, 7:14,
mm-hmm.
with Corinthians here, mm-hmm. it's saying the same thing.
Absolutely. Same thing.
It's saying the very same. And but it's so right out front here. Mm-hmm. Many are sick.
Many.
And many sleep.
Many sleep. Huh? Mm-hmm. First, you humble yourself. And then pray, he says in Chronicles. You pray. But when what you're praying for, you ain't praying for healing before you pray and ask God to show me what I'm, Lord, am I doing something wrong? Show me. That's what David kept saying, search me, Lord.
Yeah.
Search
me. Lord. Yeah. Search me.
Look at the trend. David says, search me.
Okay.
Corinthians right. says, examine yourself.
Oh, okay. That is. Okay.
So you're given a chance to check yourself.
What
have I done? What have I put in my body? Mm-hmm. What have I done with my body?
Yes.
Okay. What Big Daddy did when he was,
all right.
you know, let's examine ourselves.
Yeah, right. Before God has to examine us.
That's it.
And when we examine ourselves, surely we say, Lord, show me my problem.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What is it that I'm doing that causing me to be sick?
You know? Okay. Okay.
And then when God show you, then you asking God for strength.
Mm-hmm.
To help you overcome it. That's a New Testament word.
A lot of times, see, we that's why we don't seek the Lord.
Okay,
because we don't want to hear that.
Well, but it's easier to be healed than to be overcome, eh?
I dare.
overcoming means that you're dealing with that
That's
thing.
Right. That's right.
You might have to struggle with it.
That's right. Uh-huh.
It might take months, might take years.
That's right.
But you're going to get a victory, and the fruit of righteousness is going to be so much greater than you just walking up and saying, Lord, lay your hands on me.
Okay.
I get real of this.
See, and the Lord going to see if you for real or not.
Okay.
That's why he take his time
okay.
with your healing to make sure you're going to be obedient
okay.
to receive your healing.
Oh, great.
Well, when you agree, Minister Dudley, at the new birth, he give us the power to overcome anything we come to.
Yes. Okay. Yes.
So the power is there. It's accessible. So we have no excuse.
The power is there, but we have to appropriate.
Okay. All right. Okay.
The power.
Okay.
Right. Amen.
Amen.
That means
Amen.
You have to meet the criteria. You have to be living the life that God wants us to live.
Okay.
You can't live any kind of way.
Okay.
And expect to, you know.
Yeah, that sure, power. Makes sense.
It's there. It's available.
Yes. Yeah.
Do you qualify?
All right.
So in other words, if Brian make a carrot cake that I always love.
Oh, yeah.
And if I eat half of it. And I wake up in the morning with a stomachache, and I'm wondering what's wrong with me.
Why am I stomachache?
Yeah, I'm saying, Lord, he'll tell me. That's too much of that carrot cake.
Hey.
See, that gluttony.
Hey, that's gluttony. You
know, that's gluttony.
That's right. That's right.
But Minister Dudley, you know, a lot of time, before you, when you have your knife, while you're trying to adjust the size of that slice of that cake you're going to get, he'll show you then. But see, we ignore him all the way to the stomachache. All the way to the stomachache.
Amen.
You know, we don't want to do like Second Chronicles said, turn from our wicked ways.
And brother, we right here at Christmas time, and you know it's going to be some gluttony going on. And,
what
you know,
are you talking about?
It's
going
to be some tummy aches and all this year. And a lot of alcohol drinking, even among church folks now.
That's right.
I'm not talking about the world folks only. Among church people and supposed to be celebrating the birth of Jesus Christ, you know. And I'm going to tell you something. That's a prescription for the wrath of God.
Amen.
The inner self to be brought down upon us, you know. Brother, this is such a good lesson.
It was good.
I'm enjoying this immensely, and we want to continue. We at least one more session on this here, and kind of put it in perspective, you know. Mm-hmm. And because this, I believe God wants us to go just a little bit deeper in this. Amen. Okay. Mm-hmm. How many of y'all agree with that?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Before we close, we're going to ask Mr. Pierce to ask God's blessing upon us as we close out. Praise God. It's been such a wonderful time today.
Yes, Heavenly Father, thank you for this word. Thank you for our listeners, dear Lord. We thank you for the spirit that has moved amongst us, dear Lord, to share your word with those that are here.
Thank you, Lord.
Those who have ears to hear, dear Lord, we thank you for allowing them to hear your word today.
Yes, Lord.
And now we ask to grow in your word, dear Lord.
Yes,
give
Lord.
Us strength to look at ourselves and to examine our hearts
Help
and ourselves, dear Lord, because there's
Lord.
Need of a healing, dear
yes,
Lord.
Yes, Lord.
First of all, spiritually,
but
physically also, dear
yes,
Lord.
Yes, Lord.
And we pray in Jesus' name.
Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. God bless you.